So what are you going to be talking about with your presentation in Petersburg here Thursday night?
Well, it's really lovely to be back in town, and we're mostly going to be celebrating Five Finger Lighthouse and its enduring century-long presence out there in Frederick Sound, and some of the amazing history and culture that's gone out there, and some of the research that we're doing. And we're coming to Petersburg to celebrate our new board member from Petersburg, Jeff Erickson, on the Priest Point, and essentially reaching out to the community to ask for your help in this beautiful facility that's in your backyard.
There's more research planned out at Five Finger this summer?
Yes, we'll be working out there again with Dr. Michelle Fournet, and we're interested in the communication structure of humpback whales and listening to their sounds, trying to look for behavioral associates and what we can observe from the tower. And we're doing a little bit of playback this year, which is really exciting, trying to figure out what their signals are.
Meaning you are playing back their communications to them?
That is correct. Yeah, the lighthouse makes out amazing. It's 80 feet above the water, has a commanding vista of the animals. By using a surveyor's theodolite, we can pinpoint the position of the whales very accurately. And then by seeing the sounds that they make and what their social structure is, we can infer function. And then what's really exciting is we can put a speaker in the water and again monitor their position and behavior to try to test ideas about what we think the function of some of their sounds are, like come over here, go away, join up for a bubble net, time to disaffiliate, that sort of thing.
Now, the Alaska Whale Foundation also does other research at other sites, at Baranof Warm Springs, I think, and other places around Southeast.
Yeah, that's right, Joe. We've been very lucky in that we've been able to acquire the general store in Warm Springs for our research lab. And we've been located there now for 4 or 5 years, and we're working on a variety of projects, collaborating with Jan Straley and the University of Alaska, and looking at the depredation that's occurring along the hatcheries along the East Baranof Shore coastline. We've also been working with Jan on her project looking at sperm whale depredation on longline vessels. We're doing a lot of our long-term stuff looking at the abundance of animals and a lot of their behavioral activity. So it's super exciting out there.
And for Five Finger, you're headed out there pretty soon to, do you basically get it started up in the early season or?
Yeah, we're hoping to get out there actually this weekend with Jeff on the Priest Point and do a quick inventory survey, see how it held up over the winter, look at what the building's needs are for painting and restoration. And we're then planning to have a much larger work parties continuing throughout the summer months. And we're also really excited about reaching out to the Petersburg community if there's anyone interested in coming out and being a volunteer or a lighthouse keeper and spending time out there, any time from a few days to even months-long activities. It's just such a great part of the universe to be. There's so much biology and so much activity going on around you out there. It's Frederick Sound, of course, is a big solar-powered krill factory, and so the whales come.
Lots of opportunity for different volunteer work.
Absolutely. You know, part of the mandate when the Coast Guard very kindly bequeathed the lighthouses to nonprofits up and down the Pacific Coast, and Alaska included, one of them was, of course, was the upkeep and maintenance so they could keep the navigation aids operating. But they also requested that the public be able to come out and enjoy these amazing places. So one of the volunteer activities would be to, you know, greet the public, hail them on the radio, let them know about safety concerns, help them ashore, give them a tour of the light, talk about the history and the biology. Of course, there's tons of work to be done also on the facility, painting, scraping, electrical. Oh, there's concrete work. There's keeping the trails maintained. And of course, a lot of times having a backyard barbecue is also a good time. So come on out.
What's it like to live out there for someone who hasn't been that remote compared to the bustling city of Petersburg?
It's really great out there. You know, it's you're out there in the middle of this huge body of water, sometimes in dozens, sometimes even hundreds of whales in the vicinity. All night long, they're making these amazing sounds, breathing and percussive sounds and low-frequency moans that carry across the water. Myself, I like to camp outside on the island. I've got almost half a dozen different camp spots on the island that I will use. Depending on the noise, which way the wind is blowing and the wave slap, I always try to find the quietest campsite so I can have those amazing whales breathe and snore me to sleep.
Sounds pretty relaxing.
Yeah, it's really great. And, when the Juneau Lighthouse Association got the facility in the mid-90s, it was Ed McIntosh and Jennifer Klein, which were the real guiding visions and lights for the for that facility, and writing grants and getting work parties going. And sadly, Ed has passed away recently, and so we're actually moving our headquarters from Juneau down to Petersburg, and so we're super excited to engage the community and anyone who wants to come out and learn about the Lighthouse. It'll be Thursday night at the library. Love to learn your experiences too. There's a huge, you know, community brain trust about history and taking care of backcountry facilities. So come on out.